Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Welcome to episode 3, season 9 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Ronaldson. How's it going?
What's going on, buddy? As always, a train fucking flies by.
Right on cue.
Right as soon as we start.
Literally, the moment we hit record, something happens outside.
Yeah, it's...
But I, when I was listening back, editing the podcast last week, I don't think you could hear the lawnmower. So
okay, that's
you
good.
Can kind of hear the trains when they go by, but...
Yeah, it's nice ambiance, eh? I live in a haunted house, guys.
It's very urban.
Yeah.
Very urban feel. Broadcasting, as always, on Raptors Republic. RaptorsRepublic.com.
Get your sixes. Come get your sixes. We got a six from here. Six over there. Six from the six.
Great. Here's your royalty money.
Go Jersey.
Anything going on with the old global ambassador right now?
He was courtside at a Lakers game.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
Got a new chain. The all emojis.
Oh, nice.
Just diamond out emojis. It's a 35-year-old man.
That is great. Did you, speaking of which, real quick, did you see Tracy Morgan sitting courtside?
I did.
And that fat Cheney, there's no way it was real. Obviously, it would have
might be real, man. He's got the Walmart.
He's got the Walmart money. He's got the Walmart money, yeah. For sure. But wouldn't that weigh like 200 pounds if it were real?
He's got a big neck, Barry. Tracy's got a big neck.
Shout out to Tracy Morgan.
Thing one.
Okay, hey, what a week.
Four and oh.
No reason to panic. Two wins against the Pacers, one against the Magic, and that glorious win against the Knicks in Madison Square Garden. You were at the Magic game.
I was at the Magic game.
How was that?
Amazing. My first game back. Mm-hmm. It was nice to be back, man. But it wasn't our seats, so it was...
Right.
It is different when you're constantly used to going to the same seats.
Yeah,
and watching
yeah.
It. Like, so this one was behind the basket.
Okay.
Which I like and dislike. Because the basket does obstruct your view on certain things.
Mm.
And I'm starting to realize... The old peepers aren't what they used to be, buddy. So.
Old age is a...
Who's got the ball now? Who's that?
Cruel, cruel bitch. How about the in-game ops? Were you okay with those?
I was fine, yeah. It wasn't anything.
Okay.
It's the same old, man. I wasn't mad at it. No one... There was no t-shirt people.
Oh.
No. They didn't make it up to where we were.
So. Interesting.
So I didn't have to throw anyone downstairs or anything. But
okay. It's funny because when that game came up on the schedule at the beginning of the season, in our... season ticket group, someone that was like their second pick.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Who? Why would you pick Orlando? What am I missing here?" And then, of course, it's the Suggs Barnes thing.
It's the Suggs Barnes thing.
Makes a lot of sense.
It's I'll tell you what, I was kind of disgusted by our fan base.
Okay, what?
At that game.
So the cheer, I heard the cheer in the watching on the replay, and they're just saying, Scotty's better. Which is kind of...
It's hilarious, but
I don't mind that. And then was there anything else?
It's more like, I'm like, listen, you know me, man. I'm all for booing other teams. Mm-hmm. I'm booing the other team. You're playing against our team.
Yeah.
You're getting booed.
You're getting it.
But it's not his fault. Like, poor Jalen Suggs.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't do anything.
Canada, Scotty, he's better. He's like, Jesus, he is tonight. That's for sure.
He's like, I wanted to come here. Yeah. I was hoping to. I was embracing you. Yeah. No, I was okay with it.
I got a Weed of the North tattoo, and I can't show anyone. I got to get it covered up now. Good God.
Well, Scotty Barnes in his post game said he was cool with it and kind of laughed it off. You know, I guarantee Jalen Suggs doesn't give a rat's ass about it.
No.
Like, he's probably like, this is great, they care about me.
I'm sure when he first started, he's like, god damn, these guys are ruthless in Toronto, holy smokes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I'm okay with that stuff. There's a big I don't know if you ever go on Reddit, but I've been pretty hooked on Raptors Reddit lately. There was a huge discussion about that. A lot of people were upset, and then a lot of people were upset that people were upset.
I mean, I wasn't I never get upset by these things. I was like, I definitely was like, come on, guys.
Yeah?
We can do better. Just boo them. Just boo them. They booed him on the intro. I was like, goddamn, man. Holy smokes.
I like that.
Leave the kid alone.
I like it. We've got some confidence now. Yeah. Got a bit of swagger.
Yeah. Thank you, Scotty.
So we're beating up on people for no reason, really. He didn't do anything wrong.
We're bullying fan bases. And
he wanted to come here.
And players now.
Go fuck yourself. Man, but what a week. Team looks kind of like we thought or hoped.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, you know, like night and day.
And Siakam's not back yet. So this might get scary for other teams, man.
Legit. And the other thing, too, is Washington, who we lost to, is playing like unbelievable right now. Montrezl Harrell, good lord, that guy's good. Like, I always knew he was good because I had him in fantasy like a couple years ago, like 3 years ago, maybe four, when he was under the radar. And it's like, well, yo, this guy. And then he just kept picking up. But now he's like 21 points a game or something. Like, he's
a workhorse. And you know what I love the most about Montrezl Harrell?
He's a damn good basketball player.
He hustles, man. But yes. What I was going to say is, like, I'm a huge fan of his mouth guard. Because he has like it makes it look like he has a grill, like a silver.
That's
grill.
Hilarious.
I'm like, that's so fire.
Great idea. Hey, man.
It's gangster shit. Love it.
Just doesn't feel as bad, that opening night loss, now, seeing that they're actually pretty decent team.
We'll whoop the shit out of them, too, when we play them again.
Tonight.
Don't. There you go.
Tonight in
Redemption,
Washington.
Baby.
Yeah.
Redemption.
How do you feel, though? I mean, last week we were like, no reason to panic. This week, kind of like no reason to overreact, but I feel like
no. I'm getting ready to overreact. I can feel it bubbling in my blood, buddy. It's
hey,
coming.
Fair enough. That Knicks win without Scotty Barnes,
without Siakam.
That's crazy.
OG dropping 36. Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. Didn't you kind of think, though, like I don't know. It always seems, because this happens when the Raptors do it too, is when a team comes out and shoots that well in the first quarter and even first half, they almost never win, because it's just like so, like
it's not sustainable.
Yeah, and it's just like, this is like, momentum has to swear, you know what I mean, like law of averages and all that stuff. And then to go into halftime at that next game down four was ridiculous. Like, they should have been down by like 20, you know. So it's like, and Malachi goddamn Flynn looked amazing.
He was out there, baby.
He looked amazing, though. He was so good. And and Banton's still playing good, and Goron maybe never playing again.
That's fine. We're fine with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
Veteran presence on the bench.
Dude, we are stacked.
Yeah.
In the guard position.
We're good all across the board, except
for
Precious, who's playing football.
I mean, I don't know what's going on.
He's still young. He'll figure it out.
Yeah.
He's never been asked to do this much. Maybe for good reason, but we'll figure it out.
Do you think that he starts against Washington, or even moving forward?
He shouldn't, but I think he will. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's the goal of the season, right? Get these young guys reps and see what they really are and what they can turn into. And
yeah.
So he's gotta get cooked by Raptors Twitter every goddamn game.
Listen.
Bully him into being a player. Scotty's better.
Hell yeah. And then the two Pacers games, both good wins. I don't know, man. Team looks like much better.
Dude, Gary Trent Jr.
Jesus Christ, that guy. Like,
Svi Mihailuk. I'm impressed with everybody. I'm like so goddamn impressed with everybody.
It's out of control. Gary Trent Jr.'s defense, I didn't realize, was that good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everyone knows the man can score, but holy lord, his defense this past week, unreal.
Hustling, playing his ass off, man.
It's great.
So good to see.
What a great week. You know, last week, not panicking. This week, you think that this is like indicative of the rest of the season?
Yeah.
Obviously not going 4-0, but you know.
No.
Getting some wins.
We're never losing again.
We're never
losing
again.
That's it.
It's fine.
Pascal's going to come back. We're winning the championship.
Whew.
Let's go.
Feels good. Anything that can be improved on? I mean, Chris Boucher seems rattled. Something's not going on.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like he forgot the defensive schemes that we played. Mm-hmm. Like he's just out of position all the time.
That's
and
weird.
Then sometimes he thinks he's Kobe.
And he's bricking his threes like hard.
Yeah.
It's not like just missing, like he's he's breaking them. We're like, okay.
Dude, Paul George was actually talking about this, and this is well, let's, and I mean, we talked about Dame on the last podcast. Dame did not get better.
No, I don't know what's going on there.
So, the ball change.
Oh, okay.
We're Wilson. We're a Wilson ball now in the NBA.
Interesting.
So, do you think, like Paul George says, it's not as soft as the Spalding's?
Really?
Yeah.
For sure could be a thing. It's literally the only piece of equipment they have, and you changed it.
Yeah.
No, for sure it could be a thing.
Because you don't like your shoes, you just go change them.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't change the ball.
No. Do you remember a couple years ago when they made a ball, they designed a ball that wasn't supposed to bounce as much off the rim?
I do remember that,
and they used it for like 3 weeks, and then everyone's like, what the fuck is this? Like, you changed the basketball.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We have one thing.
Yes.
Leave it alone.
Yeah. 75 years, guys.
Exactly. One thing. We have one piece of equipment, and you changed it?
Yeah.
And nothing was wrong with it.
So apparently they're having a meeting about the ball. Like CJ McCollum is whatever his title is, president of
Players Association.
There it is.
Yep.
So he's having a meeting. I guess his boy had something to tell him in the locker room.
That's interesting, man.
Get on the goddamn phone and get a Spalding back here.
Hey, I totally believe it. Of course that could be a thing.
It's
the only thing they use, you know?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, maybe that's why Boucher can't hit the rim.
It might be it, man.
There it is.
Might be Wilson.
I still believe in the man. I still believe in the guy.
You have to.
He's got it. He's coming back.
Yeah. He's got to figure it out. You can't just fall off a cliff like this, right? Like,
no.
He'll be fine.
What do you think about Dragic, though?
I think he's a fine gentleman. On the bench is great.
It's wild because he is, like we talked about this last week, he's good at basketball. Like, I don't know what is happening.
New scenario, you know?
I guess.
It's got to be that. Wilson ball. Just blame everything on the ball, man.
Yeah. If anything, you just want him to play a bit so his trade value's up. Cause, like,
I don't care anymore.
Okay.
No. Just mentor the guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or don't. Actually, no, don't. Don't mentor them. Shut the fuck up.
You're like, no, you got to give 100% effort in practice. Like, that kind of mentorship. Don't.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Lead by example.
Don't talk to them. Don't give them any advice. Stop. Stop talking. If he says anything, Fred or OG should step in and be like, no, that's fine. Thank you. We're good.
We'll take it from here.
Please don't say that.
But I do. It does seem like the young guys like him. Like, Scotty likes him.
Yeah.
So.
I would assume.
If he's as long as he doesn't start pouting and snapping.
How could he? It's like, dude, you're not playing because you're shit.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, eventually he'll be like, can I play? And Nick will be like, no.
That is what I do love about Nick Nurse is he does not care
about
anything. He doesn't care about it. He's just like, no.
Pascal Siakam leg dropped him. Like, gave him a leg drop last year. He didn't give a shit. He'll say anything to anybody.
And actually, but then again, mentioning his trade value either. At the end of the day, even if they get whatever for him, all that money's coming off the books. So
throw him in the garbage. I don't even. I'm fine with our team, man. We don't need. Who cares? Where do we get back from Dallas? Like, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, hey man,
he can give us Dwight Powell. I'll take.
Oh,
another
I would
Canadian.
Love Dwight Powell.
There you
Are you
go.
Kidding me?
But they won't give. Would you trade that? Make that trade?
No, of course not.
Sorry,
but
Luka,
what about
you're gonna be alone again for this year,
dude? What if you did Boucher and Dragic for Powell? Because Boucher is expiring too.
Yeah.
So then you go to.
That's more of a.
Huh?
It's more of a concern there.
Huh?
Like, are we going to be able to afford that man?
I don't know. Anyway.
That's for later on in the season.
Sure. Yeah. At the moment.
And we love Chris.
Love him absolutely. I think he's going to turn it around.
Yeah,
man.
We have to say that because he's searching his name out online and he's coming after people. So.
Who is it again?
He just gave him a thumbs up. Didn't say anything bad. Just like, I see what you're saying about me, brother.
And then because Sahal just said he was kind of losing faith, but didn't even tag him.
No, so
he's searching Chris Boucher on social media.
Yeah, yeah. In the locker room.
You know what, though, man? Actually, I kind of get it because our podcast is up on YouTube through Raptors Republic.
Yes.
And the other day, I was like, oh, it's up on you. Oh, cool. Look, our podcast is here. And then, you know, obviously you scroll the comments. And then someone said, for the most part, we have positive comments, which are nice.
Shout out to you guys, man.
Thank you so much for the positive. But there was one comment where the guy's like, I love the podcast, but you're take on Kyrie Irving is trash.
Yes, it is. I'd read that as well.
And immediately, like, just a knee-jerk reaction, I was like, yo, fuck this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I sat there and, like, actually thought about it like an adult. And I'm like, okay, first of all, the man's totally entitled to his opinion.
Of course.
No problem with that.
Yeah.
And
I think that's the entire thing with Kyrie. He's like, he feels like, you know, he's like he's being bullied into something he doesn't want to do. And...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again. But also, then I was kind of like, I was like, why am I? I'm like, that's messed up. Like, just literally one YouTube comment. And I'm like my back goes up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
can
yeah,
you imagine trending on Twitter and seeing all these people?
Oh, yeah.
Like, lighting you up? Oh, man. I get it now.
Yeah. But then also, you know. His house is a lot nicer.
Yes.
Got a better computer than we got. He's looking at negative things on a probably nicer phone. You know what I mean? So it's like a perspective on everything.
Lying
on
a pile of money. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let absolutely everyone destroy me on social media.
Yeah, free Mary Browns for the rest of your life, probably.
That's pretty good, actually.
Chucking those poutines back.
That's a really good point. Hey, man. We're working towards something.
Yes, absolutely.
But all in all, what a great week.
Fantastic week.
And feel like, man, like, think about it, though, seriously.
The ceiling is so goddamn high.
Right?
Yeah.
First of all, it's so, so fun watching this team because they're young. Like, you're just like, they haven't even hit their potential yet. Like, this
not
is
even
like
close, which
right?
is crazy.
Which
yeah.
is so, just makes me so happy. But then you're like, dude, Pascal, our best player, hasn't even played a game yet.
I know.
Right?
Now there is Utah.
Yeah. And then.
And Utah's goddamn good.
And that Knicks comeback was without Scottie Barnes, you know, like it's
yeah.
just
oh yeah. And I'm not gonna lie to you, I literally, like, when Scottie was ruled out, I'm like, oh, we're gonna lose by 40 points.
Really?
In the Garden. Yeah, that's I just went all negative.
I will say that since that Julius Randle's playoff performance last year, it's like jaded my perspective on him. I'm just like, buddy, you're gonna break at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
RJ Barrett, I feel the exact opposite. I love that man. That guy's amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mississauga. Holy lord.
They need to let him loose.
Yeah. Can't wait till he's on our squad. But
he's coming.
Damn, man. What a great week.
Yeah, buddy. It's looking up.
Thing two.
Okay. So you went to your first game of the season.
I did.
I noticed this at a game and totally forgot to bring it up. Did you notice while you were at the game how you get a free slice of pizza now?
I did not notice that.
Yeah, because it's very subtle. They just throw it up on the scoreboard once, and if you don't see it, you have no idea.
You don't know, yeah.
Dude, so in the fourth quarter, an opposing player has to miss two free throws. So if an opposing player misses both free throws in the fourth quarter, that's how you get the slice now.
What the hell is going on with pizza? They're hanging on to those slices this year.
You know
what
I mean? That's not easy. Like, that's...
I don't think I've ever once redeemed.
No, I haven't redeemed one before. No. Oh, maybe I have, like, way back in the day, but.
Maybe back in the day, but I don't.
But two free throws in the fourth quarter, an opposing player has to miss. That's.
And it's got to be the same player.
Yeah. No, it has to be like he goes and shoots two and he
misses
them both.
Both.
It has to be that.
What kind of shit is
right?
this?
How's that? I mean, you can count the amount of times that happens in a season on one hand, right? Like, step
the
it
pandemic
up.
Destroyed pizza? What's going on?
I don't know what's going on, but, I mean, the place is going to fucking explode whenever it does happen.
Yeah.
Like, pandemonium will rain down
oh, yeah.
from Scotiabank Arena.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. They should drop slices from the rafters. Yeah.
Pizza's going bankrupt in the GTA following that scenario, but... Couldn't believe it. I guess that's good. But and the game I was at the Indiana game, and the guy missed the first one, and everyone just started. There was a buzz. You could feel it,
really?
And then he hit the second. But it's like, of course he did. Like, he's a professional athlete.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
NBA player.
Odds of them hitting missing.
He's not Ben Simmons, for God's sakes.
No, he's not. But yeah, so we'll see. I'm excited to see if it's even going to happen once this year.
Dude, we're on a. Pizza free pizza tracker now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What crazy times we live
what
in.
A world.
I did not know that. That's very shocking to
me. Well, because that's the other thing is they literally, like, throw it up on the scoreboard for like a second.
They
and then
really don't want you to get this goddamn pizza, huh?
I don't know what happened. Also, quick update on pizza. I don't know if you know this. They have chicken sandwiches now.
I've seen them. Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah. I'm not trying that.
No.
I'm absolutely not trying that.
No, there's three different kinds.
So does Subway now. They have like a crispy chicken sandwich at Subway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's a wild time to be alive. I'll tell you that right now.
I honestly, I think pizza should not even give away pizza. You should just give away dipping sauce.
Well, that's a good idea.
I'll get pizza from like Pizza Nova, but I want the pizza dipping sauce.
I mean, that's probably going to, you know, they're probably not going to get on board with that.
Just 10 threes, man. Give me a dipping sauce.
From a marketing standpoint.
I don't want your pizza.
Just get the sauce. Go get your pizza elsewhere.
Yeah.
How many times do you think this is going to happen? Let's go over or under. Do you think it's going to happen?
One time, the entire season.
Three times in the season?
Under.
Under. I'll say I'll say two. I'm going to go under as well, but I'll say it's going to happen twice.
Twice? All right.
But we'll see.
We'll keep an eye out. And if you're listening to this right now, tweet at us and tell me how many times you've redeemed the free pizza in years past.
That's a great question. We'll throw that up as a survey, actually, maybe on Twitter. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know. Let's see who's been redeeming those slices.
Yeah.
We got thing three.
Listen, I don't want to say we're trendsetters, but it's undeniable.
We called it, baby.
Okay. So they release the City Edition jersey.
It was the leaked one.
It was the leaked one, and the man wearing it in the leak, in the release, is none other than Rexdale's very own, Delano Banton, and it looks awesome.
It looks amazing.
So, are you going to get a Delano Banton?
100%.
I feel like they're going to be very popular.
Do you think with that specific jersey? Do you think Delano or Scotty sells more jerseys?
Oh, that's a good question.
Just with that particular OVO City Edition. Huh.
Man, that's good. Oh, man. I would say maybe Delano slightly, just because they're marketing it with him in it, as they should. You know? Makes a lot of sense.
He's from the city.
It's from the city.
It's the City Edition.
It's the City Edition.
He's been at Drake's house.
Yeah. I'm going to go with him. You?
I think so. Well, I'm going to add to...
Right,
I'm definitely getting a Delano one for sure.
Yeah, I think I might as well. It looks amazing, and yeah, it's just it's a great looking jersey. The silver Nike swoosh is kind of weird though.
It's the anniversary edition. It's like the diamond.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's on all the jerseys now.
Oh, okay. But then, but this is the other thing I don't understand, because this year's the jerseys are by Jordan.
Some of them are.
I thought the whole league was Jordan this year, and then.
Oh no, we got Nike on our jerseys.
No, we got Jordan.
Not on that one. It's a Nike one.
No, on the City Edition one. No, that's what I mean. That's why I'm like, I don't know why did the swoosh come in?
I still think...
Or City Edition just Nike? I mean, this is the kind of research we should do before talking about it. 100%. But again, we're not big on research, so...
Let me just do it like a quick little...
Sure.
...look here. So our black ones for sure are Jordan. The black jerseys for sure are Jordan. Now, see... No, it's Nike and Jordan.
It's a mix?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go.
But yeah, that's what's going on with the diamond swoosh and the diamond Jordan.
Okay,
thing.
I get
it's
it.
The 75th anniversary.
I get it. It looks great, man. It's jersey's fire. The idea obviously is a no-brainer. If, like, you know, everyone's thinking it, so yeah, those are going to be sick. Here's the other thing, though. Does it not, as amazing as those jerseys are, and I have no complaints, we're both going to buy one, so obviously we're on board. But is it not kind of weird that they didn't do a Huskies rebrand this year just because it's the 75th?
And
we were the first goddamn team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Against the Knicks, that's yes, it.
Yes, there it is.
It's literally 75 years to the date.
That's it. Yeah.
Even just a one-off, they should have done it. Like,
exactly.
The Lees got the goddamn money.
Something weird. I just thought that was very odd.
I did find it weird. Like... Even if it's just for one game. I mean, because these jerseys, we don't get to, you know, like the City jersey, we're only going to see that like four times, five times a year.
Exactly.
Right? Like,
totally.
Come on.
How many times do you have your 75th anniversary? You know what I mean?
Like once.
Like, what? Did that not? And they're just like, listen, though, these OVO colors are pretty sick. Like, I don't want to.
Canada's still, Toronto, you're still here? Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right.
75 years is impressive and all that,
you wear whatever the hell jerseys you want. Can't believe you're still here.
Just seems like an odd choice. That's all. Not complaining. Again, the city, these jerseys are great. But
I saw
like,
people complaining about how there's too many jerseys. I'm like, get more.
Yeah. Yeah. I got no problem. But like you just said, though, they could have just done it as a one off. Literally.
Right. Just a one special night. Like
That's even more amazing. It's even more exclusive. It's just literally they wore one game.
Yeah.
And then there's reason for it. There's literally.
Yeah. It's not a.
It's not forced. It's not a marketing thing.
It would be. It would have been a great marketing thing. Like
sure.
But you didn't do it. What you can say it's a cash grab, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, but that's the time you do those things.
Exactly. Yeah. I will give you my cash.
I would have bought a Huskies one for sure.
Listen, if they don't get us in charge of marketing.
I know.
Within the next. This franchise is doomed. But.
Thank God they have Drake.
So you think it's a Christmas gift? I'm thinking of probably a Christmas purchase for myself would be the Banton.
Yeah, I'll buy it when I go to the game, like whenever they drop it. That's what I like to do, like to go
at the game. Very
buy
nice.
Buy it at the game, yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll do that.
Go a little 20 minutes early. Get a little high. Fucking make mistakes in real sports apparel.
That was always because going to Jays games, I'm always blown away at how many people are in Jays shop. Like it is lined up.
Yeah.
For days.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you guys came here to go to the game to buy merch? I'm like, can't you go to like literally any store, department store and get, you know?
Yeah.
But now that you're telling me this, I'm kind of sold on it. I'm like, that is a nice idea.
Because they'll get it before like a Foot Locker would, right?
Sure. Yeah.
In theory.
I mean,
in my brain, they would, but who knows? Probably not.
Listen, we'll just tell ourselves that. But it makes for a nice event.
That's what I mean. It's your evening. You're going to watch the fucking boys.
Yeah.
Go buy a jersey, get a beer, get yourself a double, which I did not get.
Oh, yeah. That's looked, what I meant. You didn't, eh?
Didn't like the way it looked.
What food did you get?
I didn't get any food. I got a hot dog outside the stadium.
Listen, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Actually, I wanted a sausage, and I'm pretty sure he gave us a hot dog, charges for a sausage. This tastes like a hot dog, man.
What is happening in this world?
I don't know. Getting ripped off left, right, and center here, Barry.
Falling apart. Okay. Well, you're going to the Brooklyn game, though, right?
I'm going to the Brooklyn game.
So, you know, we're supposed to be committed to different foods. I mean,
I'll get food there.
I'm not telling you how to live your life.
I will 100% get food there.
Fair enough.
Thing four? Four for the... Thing four.
Definitely Raptor related, but it's not really sure how to...
Former Raptor related.
Sure. It's great to see... DeMar DeRozan just absolutely dominating in Chicago right now. Mm-hmm. Like, really couldn't be happier for that man.
Yep.
Chicago's good right now. Don't know how long that's going to last. Maybe that's a thing. Maybe they're that good. But he's looked unbelievable.
I'll tell you how long it's going to last.
All right.
Until they get into the playoffs, Barry.
Yeah. I could see that.
That's how long it's going to last.
But they have a lot of... The only thing I would say is they have a lot of options.
Yeah, they got a good squad up there, man.
Yeah. No, they look good, and DeMar just looks amazing. And then Kyle Lowry in Miami, numbers aren't looking so good.
No.
However, if you look on Miami Twitter and friend of the podcast and actually new Comedy Records roster member, Forrest Cha, who is from Miami, hardcore Heat fan, was talking to him yesterday, and he's like, I'm like, Kyle's numbers aren't looking too good right now. He's like, yeah, man, no one cares. He's playing amazing. He's like doing everything we need him to do. And then Bam and Jimmy can go off and take care of all the scoring and everything. He's like, no one cares that he's not scoring.
I love that.
And I was just like, huh. So I was like, so you think he's good? He's like, yeah, he's amazing. I'm like, yeah, no shit.
We've been telling the world this for years.
Exactly. He doesn't always fill up the stat sheet. Like normally his stats are way better than they are right now, obviously. But it's just, it's funny to see all these people losing their minds over DeRozan and Lowry, despite the fact that his shooting's not been good to start the season. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, yeah.
He's his floor generalship is out of control, man. And that's what they brought him in for.
And he's the perfect fit for them. Because
that's why he went there. And
exactly.
Also to go golf.
Well, yeah. And his best friend's on the team. But our buddy Forrest, he's like, dude, it just makes Jimmy better. It makes Tyler Hero better. Bam, he's like, all these guys don't have to worry about all the little things because Lowry takes care of them. It's like, yeah, we know.
I'm
well aware.
Game by game, I still haven't found it in my heart to watch the goddamn Miami Heat play basketball.
No, it's
I'm
tough.
Very scared for what that's going to do to my heart.
It's tough.
So, like I said, game by game, it's getting easier.
Mm-hmm.
Getting easier. And I'm getting close to the time where I'm going to change my phone background, Barry.
Oh, dude, you know what? I thought of that, too, after we talked about it last week. I forgot my laptop background is also Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
But didn't even, like, it's him in the parade on a bus holding up the title. And yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I got this still.
Yeah. Reminders everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I made the choice to not wear my Kyle Lowry jersey to the game.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's hard.
Siakam.
Breakups are hard. But you know what? It's just nice that everyone's taking note of the man. And it's almost kind of, I don't want to say better, but it's kind of cool that he's not filling out the stat sheet like he normally would. And people are still realizing how important the man is, you know?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's nice. It's bittersweet.
Yes, glass half full.
Yeah,
is the way.
I'm glad he's getting appreciated by the world outside of Canada.
Exactly. Yeah, and man, shout out to DeMar DeRozan as well. Mm-hmm. Just
also shout out to DeMar's goddamn Kobe collection.
Mm.
Insane. The colorways are crazy. I'm very happy the NBA was just like you can wear whatever you want on your feet.
Like, yeah.
Well, OG yesterday was wearing Kyrie Irving's.
Is that what those were?
Yeah. I have those shoes right in the front, right at the front there.
You support anti-vaxxers, huh?
I put them on and the world feels a lot flatter than it did when I'm not wearing them. I'll tell you that much.
Think five.
Been a lot of just positivity, a lot of bright spots, especially this past week, and maybe none brighter than one and only Sam Decker.
The man is a gem.
This guy's positivity is just beautiful.
He's really funny.
He's a beautiful, positive man. I don't think he's even seen the floor yet, has he?
He has not. Well, he's seen it, but he hasn't been on it.
He hasn't played, not when the clock's running. But, man, he's just Mr. Positivity. He's throwing out stuff on social media.
Mm-hmm. He shared a nice tweet from his a text from his mom. And his mom says, another win, another close one. Scotty is so good. Tell him your mom loves his game, and I'm not quick to give compliments. Always stay positive and ready and humble and kind.
Well, I mean, that might be the secret to Sam right there. Sounds like he's got a pretty good mom.
Nice mom. Not sweet mom.
Not bad at all.
I did notice here, didn't notice this before, but he's got his mom saved in his phone as mom and then the poop emoji.
Hmm.
So, well, I don't know. But the reply to his mother was, thank you so much, mama. Love you. From Scotty.
Oh, so Scott. So
Scotty says that.
That's very nice.
Sweet. And then a banger of a goddamn tweet from Sam Decker last night. Always tough to beat us when OG, Gary, and I combine for 72 points. That's tough. Banger of a goddamn tweet.
Oh, that's good. Oh, man. I mean, listen, we can all learn something from this man, you know? Stay positive.
Yeah. I mean, even in training camp when he was fighting for a spot, you know? He was like,
He
didn't want anyone to fail.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's just nice to see with all the, you know, negativity out there. It seems like it's relentless these days. And then you have, you know, a bright light like Sam Decker.
I don't know what kind of construction they're doing upstairs, but I don't know if you guys are going to be able to hear this on this podcast, but I don't know. We have a concrete floor, so I don't know what they're nailing into the ground, but something strange is happening up there.
It's just, again, the urban ambiance of recording a podcast in downtown Toronto.
There are New York Knicks fans up there bing-bonging their goddamn heads off.
Yeah. But, yeah, just wanted to give that a shout-out because it's just great.
It's nice to see when your team loves each other.
Mm-hmm.
They even love, like we said, Goran, and he doesn't. He's a detriment to the team when he's out there, and they still love him. They love Precious. We love everybody. And then you look a little bit, you know, to your left there, and Boston Celtics are exploding.
Not going.
Marcus
well.
Smart saying some shit in the media.
Not.
And he's not wrong, but you know,
listen,
something you don't say. You say that in house, not outside your house. That's an indoor voice.
Man, maybe Brad Stevens wasn't the problem. You know,
or hey, man, maybe he was a problem because he just got a higher ranking job. So he's still to blame, buddy.
Fair enough. things are good right now, man. Just really can't say enough good things about this team. And again, it goes back to Masai Ujiri and Bobby Webster, but you know, specifically Masai Ujiri, the culture he's built here is unbelievable.
Did you see their Halloween costumes? Did you see the Halloween party?
No.
Whoa.
Yeah?
Oh yeah, man.
Any good ones?
Pascal was McLovin. Which is just amazing.
That is great.
Bobby Webster had the best one. Like, I had to like rewind three times to see who, because Bobby Webster was dressed like a witch.
Really?
And it was so good. I was like, who is this woman?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's Bobby goddamn Webster.
Did you see Brooke Lopez and his wife? He was Batman and she was Robin. Or no, sorry. She was the Penguin from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That
was
like, I was like, God damn. That's...
Yeah. I did not know that was his wife. I did see that picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There were some good ones, man. Like, Scotty was hilarious. He just dressed as the Joker. But like a kid, like when your mom doesn't have enough money to send you out for Halloween, so she does some janky face painting and sends you out there. That's what happened to Scotty.
That is great. Yeah, just a lot of cannot be forgotten that Tim Leiwicki constructed all of this and then dipped because he thought and I mean, you know what?
Masai's the guy.
Yeah, he's like, Masai's the guy. Get these guys a practice facility. Get them a G League team. And he's like, I'm out of here.
See you later.
This
Masai
Bell and Rogers are psychos.
Got it from here. Yeah, exactly. Well, he'll come. He'll get the goddamn Pelicans out of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Put him in Las Vegas or maybe back to Seattle would be nice.
No, that'd be buddy. Seattle or Vancouver. Let's go.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tim Leiwicki. And man, this is just awesome. This is just so great.
It's the Raptors are we're going to be the feel good story of the year, man. Feels nice.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Thing seven? Not yet. No. Only six.
Twitter questions. Man, we got a bunch of questions.
Hell yeah. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you to everybody who has hit us up. First question. Joe Sell. Will you guys be doing another round of food ranking this season? Maybe burgers this time, throwing Rudy's in there as a great starting point. I mean, I think we will do some food.
We'll get into it for sure.
For sure.
And Rudy's is my favorite burger in the city. 100%. Oh. Great starting point.
Okay. Do you think burgers is the way to go?
Dude, I watch a YouTube channel about burgers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I watch it once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude
just makes burgers from all across America. Different parts of America have different like style of burgers. You know what
I
mean?
Okay. Interesting.
And he just makes them in his house.
Interesting.
The Burger Scholar.
So you think we should do burgers?
Dude, if we do burgers, I don't know if I can contain my excitement for this.
Oh, man. Okay. Because I'm like I'm a medium burger guy. You know what I mean? But sure.
Big burger man here.
Okay. I feel like we should do burgers then. Also, shout out to all the food commentary that's been going on Raptors Twitter lately, by the way. Casey Bannerman, though, friend of the podcast, of course. Shout out to Casey. Had some great
Casey
insight.
At the game, man. Shout out to Casey.
Yeah.
He's wearing great pants.
Yes. He texted me that he saw you. But he and Will Liu had some good back and forth on the poutine situation with Mary Brown's the other night. And I was just like, this is what I'm here for.
This is what we do. This is what this podcast is about, baby.
Yeah, they both really nailed it. So yes, thank you, Joselle. We'll be coming up with some burger rankings sooner than later.
It's gonna be hard to beat Rudy's. Sorry.
I don't know if I've had Rudy's.
You're a goddamn maniac, Barry.
Where is Rudy's? Is it a chain?
There was one on Duncan that burnt down.
Oh.
And that was the go-to one.
Okay.
Apparently there's one at Young and Eglinton that's there's one in college though. That's the one I order from all the time. They have a secret Big Mac, Joselle, if you're listening to this. I don't know how many people know this. They have an off-menu Big Mac.
Whoa.
Called Rudy Mac. Holy shit. Get that.
Really?
I'm so hungry right now, bro. We can't talk about this. I'm dying.
Dude, we should have. Maybe that's where we start.
Okay, well, we're starting at the top.
Hey, and look at this. The very next question. How is this for a segue from off the backboard? Alex Wong says he can eat 10 Big Macs in an hour. Do you guys think he could do that, and why?
Yes. 10 in an hour. Oh, shit.
10 in an hour.
10
Dude,
in an hour is
that's,
too much.
That's one every 7 minutes.
I'm not that big of a dude. I can't do that.
Alex isn't either.
No. No, he's not.
Dude, also, real quick, why are Alex Wong and Will Lou's social media accounts not verified?
I don't know.
Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah, that is fucked up.
It's also kind of cool, though, because they both kind of came, like, you know what I mean, from, like...
The underground, baby, from the blog.
Yeah, yeah, so it's kind of cool that way, but I'm just like, yo, these guys are on major media
Maybe
now.
They don't want it. Maybe they like that.
Maybe.
Underground kings, man.
Listen, why not? They are.
They are. And shout out Alex Wong again. Go get his book, man. It's fire.
Yeah, both those guys obviously are incredible. And now the man saying he can eat 10 Big Macs in an hour.
I'll pay money to see that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Get him to fucking sign his book, pukes all over my chest.
10 Big Macs an hour? There's no chance.
I could do 5 in an hour, I'd say.
Okay.
If I got rip roaring high.
Yeah, you have to be very high and not have
eaten. Didn't eat all day.
Yeah. All right, man. I'm in.
Maybe 5.
I could do.
Speaking of Big Macs here, 4. Listen, I could just have a quick thing here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you tried it in the summer, but the Grand Big Mac was here for a while.
Yep.
The bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
And they took it away, and I don't like that. They should that should be the Big Mac.
Okay.
So Whopper size Big Mac.
Was it the three levels though?
It's a Big Mac, just
bigger.
Whopper size. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And they got rid of it.
And they're just like, no. This is going back to America for the big boys.
Huh. I never tried it.
It's phenomenal. I had a lot.
Yeah?
Eat them in drunken alleyways. We had ourselves a summer, Barry.
Now,
once I got vaxxed, they opened it up. I was smashing Grand Big Macs, hammered all over the city.
How we're going to have to figure this out, though. Like, would a Big Mac qualify for these burger?
No,
search?
We have to do the...
We're doing the real...
We'd have to do the chain. Like,
not fast food.
No. Like, I mean, Rudy's is still fast food, but it's like, shit's like $13 for a burger,
yeah,
you know?
Properly cooked. It's not microwaved, I'm sure.
No.
Right.
It's a proper smash patty.
Okay. Josh Flowers. Better rookie to wear number 4, Scotty Barnes or Chris Bosh? And with a fully healthy Raptors team, could we beat the Heat in a series? Whoa. Well, the better rookie... I mean, right now, it's Scotty Barnes.
I... Was
100% is.
I was never a big Chris Bosh fan. I like Chris Bosh actually a lot better on Miami than I did when he was here. He soured me. So Scotty Barnes all day.
Yeah. Even statistically, Scotty Barnes is ahead of Chris Bosh. And then fully healthy, could we beat the Heat in a series?
Yep.
I think
we can beat anybody in that.
Dude.
Fully healthy, hit the, you know.
It's the genius of this plan that they're with getting these long guys. It's like if you have Siakam and Barnes and OG all healthy, they can lock down 3. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's our
guard anybody
defense
in the
alone. We're, you know,
tough to score on, maybe.
I mean, hey, I'm down. Let's, yes. So we think they could.
Yes.
Beautiful. All Enterprise. About to fuck around and get a half season pack just for the playoff presale.
Mm-hmm.
I went from hating Gary Trent to realizing Masai simply doesn't lose trades. If Pascal comes back seamlessly, it might be over for the East. Pascal, OG, and Scotty is going to be stupid fun. Dude, everything we're saying is coming up in the next tweets. Have you noticed this?
Yeah.
Big Macs, and now this guy's.
Man, our people are right in step with us.
Yeah, shout out to all. He didn't really have a question there, but I agree. Enjoyed the statement.
Yeah,
agree.
And get those goddamn, get the playoff presale in the back pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're coming. JP Larry OB, who will be the player that robs Scotty Barnes of Rookie of the Year? I mean, we don't need to go negative.
I hope no one does. Hope he stays healthy and just dominates. But that, hey, man, that Jalen Green kid's pretty goddamn good over there.
Green's good. Mobley's good.
Man, Mobley's
and now, Cade's back. Or playing, you know?
Yeah. Cade started to play again.
But I'm still feeling good.
I think Scotty's better than all these bums. Scotty's better.
Hans, as a teammate, are you the type that would get tired of Scotty's nonstop exuberance or embrace it fully? Embrace it.
Embrace it, yeah. Dude's it's not like I work in an office and Scotty, I'm coming in hungover. Scotty's fucking screaming at me.
Running around the printer.
We're playing basketball, baby. Get me pumped up. I love it.
Did you guys get that memo?
Check your email. Check your email. Check your emails.
Chris Molnar. Shout out to Chris. I haven't heard from him yet this season. Is V the Ukrainian Larry Bird?
100%.
Dude.
1,000%.
What a week that man's had.
I love that dude, man. I cannot believe how much I like Svi Mihailuk.
Dude, even when he's not producing offensively, he's nonstop.
He tries so hard, man. Love he always it. Those little like shimmy steals on the from yes. inbound plays. Like he's a sneaky Svi, baby.
He's got hops too.
Yeah.
Which didn't
shock
see that
the shit out of me, yeah.
Did not see that coming.
Didn't see him do that in Detroit for Dwayne Casey.
No. Scott of the Dead. Thoughts on Nate Bjorken back with the Raps and Team Canada. It sounded like the Raptors and Pacers were talking about two different people. And then personal. Favorite places to live or around the GTA. Moving soon. Any suggestions, welcome.
Ooh, good luck on the move. Go to Scarborough, always.
Scarborough's nice. East End, baby. East End's where it's at.
Yeah, I hate where I live right now, but I live Queen West.
You're in a great neighborhood. Getting into this neighborhood is not easy, though.
No. But we lucked out.
Yeah, but East End, I would say, is reasonable and great. Yeah,
I long to go back to Scarborough every.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to convince my girlfriend to.
Hey man,
pack up shop.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah,
and then Nate Bjorken. Yeah, I don't know, man. Whatever.
It just seems like Nick Nurse can keep him in check.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He can't go free loose and just start swearing at players and stuff.
That's good. That's good.
Maybe he's like he might be an X and O guy and not a people guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the vibe I'm getting. Like he's good at schemes and stuff, but he's not good at talking to people.
right. That's good. I like that. That's good. Nick, the main event. Should Precious spend some time in the G League and start Scotty at center?
Ooh, starting Scotty at center.
Hmm. Kem looked so good.
Yeah, I think Kem should start.
Against the Knicks.
I like everything Kem said. He's like, he has no pressure because of his contract. He doesn't have pressure to fill the stat sheet. He can do, you know, the intangibles and winning plays and being
that's
in the right
great
spot. And I love that.
Yeah, he looked awesome against the Knicks. And probably for now is a better fit to start. It's a great problem to have once Siakam's back. There's just so many.
And I do think Precious is going to get better. I do think he's going to get better. It's just he has a lot more freedom, a lot more shit to do than he did in Miami. So
yeah, he looks nervous sometimes though.
That's because
he looks terrified at times. Like but you know what? G League might not be a bad idea, and then just call him up for the games. You know,
to go Britain. No, it's better you practice with the team. And Kem bust your ass and practice every day. You'll learn more that way.
Yeah. All right.
You're going to go to the G League and dominate a little bit, and then you're going to come back up here and dribble the ball off your foot.
Allison, our friend of the podcast, Allison.
Shout out to Allison.
She said, we said, do you have any questions, thoughts, or movie recommendations? Which, by the way, no one's dropped a movie recommendation yet. She says, yes, a scholarly and fact-based dissertation on the correlation of adorableness and mad skills, e.g. Scotty Barnes. Mm. Well, I mean, I don't know if we're going to have time to put together a full dissertation, but I would agree that Scotty Barnes has mad skills and is also adorable.
He is an adorable giant man.
Shout out to Allison. Aaron Miller, how many failed attempts has Nick Nurse made to sneak Arkells onto the locker room playlist?
Delano Banton's not having Arkells playing in the goddamn. That's not going to happen. He is not letting that shit come on in that locker room.
Fair enough. It's probably several is the answer, Aaron. Sandro Luktik. Actually, real quick, shout out to Sandro, because when they dropped the City Edition jersey, he hit us up and let us know that it was the Banton.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Sandro.
Thanks, Sandro. What's impressed you the most about Svi so far? I knew nothing about the guy before the season, other than he was in the NBA, but man, he's an amazing fit for the hard work system of the Raptors. Again,
that's just it. The kid works hard, man. He's not the best defender, but he works goddamn hard, and it's infectious. Like, you know, Everyone just works so damn hard on our team, and it's you know, you get other guys going. You see one guy working his ass off. Gary Trent starts working his ass off, you know, and it's contagious, man.
He yeah, exactly. It's the winning culture. It's like legit a culture, and the best or one of the best parts is having Fred VanVleet leading now, who's like literally came like, you know, whole bet on yourself, like whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just like, he won't put up with
came
shit.
Came from nothing, man.
Yeah, he's not gonna put up with anything. He's like, no, this is what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and we're gonna play the right way every goddamn game.
Yeah. Like Sandro says, the man fits in beautifully. It's big fan of Mihailuk. Final question. Josh Treats. Do we still think Devlin hates being called Matty D because Jacko ripped that out about 76 times last night? I don't know.
I love it even more if he hates it and Jack just keeps doing it. I love it even more. Stop calling me that. Matty D!
Yeah. I don't know. It does seem like there could be like some passive aggressive stuff going on there, but I don't know.
I like it. Yeah. I'll call him Matty D.
Hey, and shout out to him for getting through that. What game was it where he lost
his
voice?
Flu game, baby.
Yeah, that was, hey, never say die.
Yeah.
Good for Matty D for plugging through. But
do we got a Fisherman Friends sponsorship on this?
Yeah.
On the broadcast, do we?
Well, I mean, Nick Nurse is for sure endorsed.
He's pumping him, yeah.
Yeah. So I'd assume it's the whole team. Maybe it's just Nick Nurse, though, actually. I don't know.
Oh, by the way, just quick thing before we dip out and on the questions here. I saw an article today and they asked Nick about why does he squat so much and so deep.
Hmm.
And he said it because he's conscious of people trying to watch the game.
Really?
Yeah.
What a human being.
He's like, you know, growing up, he's like, you can't stand in front of the TV. You get yelled at. So he's like, I'm conscious of that. I'm like, look at this goddamn team, baby.
Wow. Wow.
Warms my heart.
Big fan of that. What a great man. Okay, man. Thanks to everybody who hit us up. Those were some great questions, and appreciate the taking the time to fire those off at us. It's great. I think that's going to wrap it up.
Yeah, I love you guys. Thank you very much.
Yo, and thank you to the people who showed up at our Comedy Bar show on Thursday.
Yeah, shout out to you guys, man. That was wild.
Amazing. It
sold out, man.
Yeah, but we've got another one coming. It's happening November 25th, once again at Comedy Bar, and it's an intimate show, so if you'd like to go, you can hit us up. Just send me an email, bt@comedyrecords.ca. We'll throw you on the guest list. Very limited seating. The last one sold out. We actually had to let people know, hey, you can come to the November one.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want to go, hit us up, send an email. We'll throw you on the guest list. And then we'll also post the ticket link to the show once that comes up. But it's November 25th. It's a Thursday, 8 p.m. Comedy Bars, Bloor and Ossington, basically. It's a great venue, and the show is features a Comedy Records roster, including yourself.
Yeah. Come on out, man. It's always a good time. It's a little party, man, on a Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. Voice of the podcast, Monty Scott's there. He'll be performing. Hit us up, and thanks to everyone who did show up for the show last week. Okay. I think that's it.
I'm at Absolute Comedy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Starting next week.
So, right.
No, we'll have a podcast. We'll have a podcast before then. But November 9th to the 14th, I'm at Young Danielson headlining Absolute Comedy. Holler at your goddamn boy.
Great bunch of shows. You'll be there Wednesday to Sunday, yeah?
Yeah.
Wednesday to Sunday, Young and Eglinton. Check that out. AbsoluteComedy.ca is where you find those tickets. And that's a fun club, too, if you're north of Bloor. Thanks again to everybody who hit us up. Next week, we're dropping the all-handsome team.
It's got to happen. Getting out the way early this season. Made up our mind.
Get ready. It's coming. And we look forward to sharing that and getting some debates going. My team is stacked, by the way. I'm very confident.
We'll see about that, Barry.
Very confident going in. But yeah, thanks again for listening. Let's go, Raptors.
Let's go, Raps.